وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك أزرت مولانا سليم ساب. As always, جزاك الله خير for the wonderful du'as that you make for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshroud you in his rahmah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah and blessings. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون. The similitude of those who disbelieve is like the person who calls something that can hear only a call and a sound. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they cannot understand. An example of the disbelievers. According to one interpretation, the verse illustrates the similitude of a person who preaches to the disbelievers. It is as if this person who preaches calls for such animals who can hear only his voice and understand nothing that is being said. Similarly, the disbelievers in the kuffar merely understand that they are being spoken to, but have no idea about what is being told to them. According to a second interpretation, an example is being elucidated of the person who is calling his animals. These animals understand nothing but can only hear a call. In short, both explanations elucidate the fact that the disbelievers, because of their ignorance, are so intent on following their forefathers that they care not to understand nor accept the truth. In this regard, they behave exactly like animals. They hear the call but pretend to be deaf. Neither do they pay any heed to it, nor are they prepared to give any consideration to the matter. Like animals, they hear but fail to understand. The disbeliever and kafir is deaf, dumb, and blind. Summum bukmun umyun fahum la ya'qilun. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they cannot understand. The disbelievers are deaf to the truth, dumb to speak the truth, and blind to follow the path of truth. They have lost their senses. As a result, they cannot understand the truth. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ O you who believe, eat from the pure things which we have provided for you, and show gratitude to Allah if it is indeed whom you worship. It is the command to eat lawful foods and show gratitude. This verse also commands that lawful and pure things must be eaten. Together with this is the instruction to be thankful. Allah mentions that gratitude should be shown if it is Him whom you worship. This is so because no worship, being a sign of his grandeur, is complete without showing gratitude. Allah says in Surah Saba, verse 15, eat from the provision of your sustainer and be grateful to him. Showing gratitude demands that one worships and obeys only Allah and does not use his bounties for committing sins from the pure things which we have provided for you. This phrase makes inference to the fact that the wealth of others may not be utilized by theft, robbery, or embezzlement. Although the wealth of a person given to him by Allah may be lawful and halal and pure according to the Islamic laws, according to Sharia, it is not permissible for another to use it unless he acquires it legally from the owner. The harms of consuming haram and unlawful. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah is pure and only accepts things, wealth, words, and actions of purity. He has instructed the believers concerning food with the same instruction he issued to his prophets alayhi wasallam. He commanded his prophets alayhi wasallam, O messengers, eat of the pure things and perform good deeds. Allah addresses the believers thus, O you who believe, eat of the pure things which we have provided for you. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrated the episode of a person who had undertaken a very long journey. His hair is disheveled and his body is covered in dust. He raises his hands towards the heavens crying out, O my Lord, O my Lord. He is supplicating to Allah while at the same time his food is unlawful and haram. His drink is unlawful and haram. His clothing is unlawful and haram. And he has been sustained with unlawful haram. How can his dua and prayer be accepted? This hadith effectively illustrates the importance of consuming lawful and halal and abstaining from unlawful and haram. It tells us that the only charity given of halal income is acceptable. The purity of Allah dictates that the only pure things are accepted in his court. The first of the two verses recited by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam contains the command to the messengers of Allah alaihi wasallam to consume pure foods and do good deeds, while the second is directed towards the believers to eat of the pure things provided. Therefore, the same order issued to the noble prophets alaihi wasallam has been given to the believers and the mu'mineen. After elucidating this point, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated the example of the person who had traveled a great distance. Because of the tedious nature of his journey, his hair became disheveled and his body dusty. He then spreads his hands towards the heavens in supplication, calling out, O my Lord, O my Lord, begging for his prayer and dua to be answered. His supplication will never be accepted by Allah, since his food, drink, clothing, and provisions are all of unlawful and haram sources. Usually, the prayer of a traveler, as well as that of a person in distress, is never rejected by Allah. This particular person, in spite of belonging to both categories, will have no audience with Allah because of his indulgence in unlawful and haram. Nowadays, many people make the prayer and dua to Allah, but it seems not to be accepted. People complain that they have prayed with so much care, yet receive no response. Such people should examine their lives and do some introspection. Each person should ask himself how much lawful and how much unlawful he consumes. Are his clothes derived from lawful and halal sources? Or is it derived from unlawful and haram income? Should any of these things be from unlawful and haram sources, they should be immediately discarded. This hadith cites the example of food and clothing only. Other items may also be classified as unlawful and haram, whether they be living quarters or any objects of ease and comfort, some forms of unlawful and haram earning. Bribery is extremely rife nowadays, in spite of the fact that everyone knows it to be unlawful and haram. Even though it may be termed a gift or favor, it will not cease to be prohibited. Some people who are employed in some legitimate posts often accept bribes which are unlawful and haram. This ill practice even makes their salary unlawful and haram, because by accepting bribes, they are contradicting their terms of employment. Interest, irrespective of the amount, remains unlawful and haram, whether it is taken from a member of the public or a specific institution. This applies even if it is disguised by terming it as profit. Every type of trade entailing the perpetration of sins is considered to be unlawful and haram, because sins as well as aiding their commission are both unlawful and haram. For this reason, the remuneration received for a sin and for assisting in the same are both unlawful. The sale of unlawful and haram items is also not permitted. Neither will the profits derived from it be considered lawful and halal. Trading in intoxicants, swine, blood, carrion, pictures and statues are all unlawful. The profits accrued from all such sales are totally forbidden. The levying of all taxes is also unlawful and haram. Therefore, employment in any post dealing with taxation is also unlawful and haram. Salaries received from such employment will also be unlawful and haram. Employment in banks and other institutions dealing with riba and interest is also unlawful and haram, together with the salary received. Insurance policies, whether life or property, are tantamount to gambling and are unlawful and haram. Whatever sum a person may receive in excess of the initial invested capital will be unlawful and haram. Whatever is gained through any sort of gambling, horse racing, etc., is not allowed. The wealth earned by theft, robbery, and illegal activities are also impermissible. So too is the wealth which is derived by deceiving others. Some people dupe others into believing that they are truly pious and righteous, thereby initiating a following. This homage becomes a trade, earning lucrative profits, which are all unlawful and haram. Often, inheritances and legacies are not distributed in accordance with the laws of Sharia. Certain heirs take for themselves whatever they can lay their hands on. Sometimes the son of the deceased deprives his mother and sisters of their rightful shares. Since the laws of Sharia are not implemented, orphans are often deprived of their rightful share. To take the property of another as one's own and utilizing it as a total contradiction is a total contradiction of the laws of Allah and not permitted at all. The wealth that was given reluctantly will be unlawful and haram, even though the owner, due to some intimidating factor, seemed to show silent consent. These are just a few details which are mentioned. The types of unlawful and haram income are too numerous to mention, and every person should consider his own income and expenditure very carefully. In light of what we have read from the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, it makes it evident that we must try and aim for pure and halal wealth, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from haram wealth. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.